Mention the town of Herman, Missouri, and anyone who has heard of it will immediately know it's known for this product. It's a crop that dates to the founding of the town, and it's our story for this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This town along the Missouri River can trace its lineage to the decades before the Civil War.
The town of Herman was established in 1837 by German immigrants. It was a group that came out of Philadelphia, kind of looking for their place where they could establish this cultural, artistic center.
John Held says those German immigrants also established farms, and many of those farms grew grapes. In the early days, there were up to 62 wineries and 2,500 acres of grapes being grown around Herman.
This was a center of U.S. wine production for a great period of time in the 1800s. And some of the people involved were world-recognized in terms of breeding grape varieties and knowledge of the grape's native species.
One of the first and largest wineries was established within the first decade of the town's existence.
By 1847, Stone Hill was established by Michael Paschal, and it grew over the years to become the second largest winery in the nation. A really huge facility at its time. Over 1.2 million gallons of storage capacity.
John Held today owns and operates that winery, Stone Hill. It dates to 1847. The tour underground here is quite amazing.
Ended up being the largest series of arched underground cellars in the United States. There are 9 underground cellars here at Stone Hill. All but one are stone walls with vaulted arched brick ceilings. And they're huge.
There's much more to the story of Stone Hill and how these vineyard owners helped save French winemakers from an unknown culprit over a century and a half ago. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Herman, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.